Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. And today, we'll be talking about, of course, the NFL playoffs are in, and it is getting hot. It is getting heated. And even though in January, it is getting heated. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty big deal. We have the we have Cowboys and the Packers. That's going to be a really big game. I'm really looking forward to it. My mom is going to that game. So we're going to be talking about that a lot on today's show. And, yeah, and then, of course, we have the Colts and the Broncos. And, yeah. Hopefully the better one will win. The Broncos is the game that I'm hesitant on. I think Andrew Luck, again, he does get a lot of hype. But you know what? I think he gets his hype rightfully. Peyton Manning going up against his old team, it's going to be interesting to see how he does going up against his old team and all that. But you know what? It is in Denver's home, so it's not going to be too big of a deal. But, yeah, it's something to think about. Besides that, we have the Green Bay Packers, right? Favored by 5.5. They're sitting pretty, really. 5.5 isn't a great spread number. Only if Packers get a safety does it really matter. Because there's no way that you can go up by 5. And, yeah. So, there's that. And I'm looking forward to today's game. That's going to be the big game. That's the game that to watch. That's going to be a great game. And, I don't know. I'm just really looking forward to that game, watching that game on NFL, pulling up a batch of popcorn and sitting back, relaxing, and watching the game. So that's going to be really cool to watch. That's pretty much it. I'm going to give you an in-depth talk about what's going on in the playoffs. It's pretty much all that we're going to be talking about today because that is the biggest factor in today's game is the playoffs. And we will, of course, go back to yesterday's games in the NFL. So we're going to check that stuff out. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break for more NFL playoff talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show.
Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back, and so getting more in depth, right? So we have the Packers in the Dallas game. That's going to be the big game, like I said. But here's the preview and my preview, basically, of what's going on. So it is called the Ice Bowl. It has been 47 years after the Ice Bowl. And, it's going to be pretty cool. You know what? Here's an interesting statistic, too. The Packers have been the only team – no, not the only team. One team out of four that have made gone to the Super Bowl and came back the next year and made it to the playoffs and got at least one playoff win. They're the only team. One of the teams out of the five. Another interesting one was the Seahawks. And, so that's pretty interesting there. It was a 1966 NFL title game, if you don't know what the Ice Bowl is. And it was negative 13 degrees with a negative 46-degree wind chill. Bart Starr scored on a one-yard dive with 13 seconds left to give the Packers a 21-17 victory for the NFL Championship December 31st. Though temperatures are only expected to be in the low 20s on Sunday, which is today, they say that comparisons to that 1967 contest are obvious. The Cowboys are even selling Ice Bowl 2 T-shirts on their official website. It's going to be pretty crazy. Dallas, of course, I don't see them winning this game. Packers, like I said, are, of course, favored by 5.5. And I don't see them winning this game. They played poorly against Detroit, and the Packers, they should beat them. They barely got by Detroit, and it was by some calls that could have possibly been missed. So, basically, this is what happened, right? Going back to wild card weekend playoffs, right? It was Dallas and Detroit, and Detroit was up, right? Detroit was winning. They thought they were going to have the game in the bag. It was a third down play, and the receiver was running out for a pass, and the Dallas defender clobbered him. Just clobbered him, messing around with them and all this stuff, right? You throw the flag out, right? And so they throw the flag out, and then they confer, and then, which is what they should do, right? And then they pick up the flag again with no explanation. That's the part that got me. Is number one, it's bad enough if you don't call pass interference call, that's blatant, right? But, it wasn't that bad, right? But it's bad if you don't call a pass interference call on a third down. That could change the game, which it did. So the refs conferred, they pick up the flag, no explanations, fourth down. That's it. And you know what, right? Dez Bryant, here's the thing, right? So there's a pass. I'm starting to get up and walk around now. There's a pass interference call, right? They throw the flag. That's 10 yards, right? They're like on the 40 right now. It's a pass interference call. They're on the 10. Pass interference call is 10 yards, right? Then Dez Bryant hops out from the sidelines and starts yelling at the referee, "What are you doing?" You know? So that's another 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. And then there could have possibly been another penalty. I forget which one it was, but there could have possibly been another penalty that they were mentioning there, and that would have been 35 yards. That is a big deal. That is some penalties that changed the game. They were on a drive right there, and they were ready to score that touchdown. Now, props to Dallas. They came back from the one and scored the longest drive that you can get, which is a 99-yarder. They put together this amazing drive, score a touchdown, and basically win the game. But still, if Detroit already had a touchdown, Detroit would have won. Now, believe me, I'm happy that Dallas won I'm just kind of, like, upset that it happened the way it did. And, I just wanted to kind of talk about that and what went down there. And also, the other thing, too, right? Van Dominick sued. This happened on with Green Bay and Detroit. This is the reason why I'm happy Dallas won. This happened with Green Bay and Detroit, and Van Dominick sued, acting like the dummy that he is. Starts walking backwards, right? Walks backwards, and then he steps in Aaron Rodgers, right? Aaron Rodgers rolls out of the way, and then he keeps walking backwards and steps on Aaron Rodgers again, puts a little weight on him, and then steps off, right? And he's on his freaking bad leg, too. He's on his bad leg. He's lucky that he didn't break the leg. That's like some career-ending stuff, right? You can't do that. And here's the thing, right? This happened to him before. If you remember the Van Dominick Sue stomp, right? This is when it was Thanksgiving Day. It was Detroit versus Green Bay. I forget which year it was, but Van Dominick Sue, right? He stomped on Aaron Rodgers, right? And that's not cool, man. So this is two times, right? And I would have given the benefit of the doubt to him, right? I've seen lots of people talk about this, and I would have given the benefit of the doubt for Van Dominick Sue if he didn't have a history with it. If he didn't have a history, if this wasn't a reoccurring thing, then I would have given him the benefit of the doubt, right? I mean, could have been an accident, and his response was that he couldn't feel his feet. What? Are you kidding me? And he's like, sorry, you know what? And then he came up on the he came up on the podium, right? When Dallas had beat them and they're out of the playoffs, right? And they lost. Comes up crying. Like, are you freaking kidding me, man? And then, of course, the pass interference call. That's kind of stupid that they didn't call that. But I mean, the Lions coach, right? His response was that at first that they made the call that the dude did, right? Well, he comes back the next day and says, you know what? After your time to think about it, right? They should make these calls. They should be able to make these calls with the technology that they have. And I agree. I completely agree that they should be able to make these calls. But, I mean, in the heat of the moment, and here's the thing, right? It's not like you can throw the challenge flag and then challenge a penalty. You can't do that in the NFL. You can't challenge a penalty if it's picked up. Now, you can argue about it, right? But then that'll give you an unsportsmanlike conduct, and the refs really don't change anything until after the fact. Now, other refs have looked at it, and they are baffled at the decision of these refs that made the call during the game, and now after the fact, you can't really change anything about it. You're not going to have another game and ruin Dallas' chances. So, you know, I don't know. It's a pretty hard topic to talk about. It's one of the beauties of the NFL, I guess. But, yeah, it's looking forward to the Packers-Dallas game. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there. Green Bay should crush them. That's my prediction. Dallas did not do so good in the Detroit game and got by on a penalty call. You know what it reminds me of is the Golden Tate catch, quote-unquote catch. So what happens, right, with that Golden Tate thing? If you remember a few years back, it was Seattle Seahawks versus the Green Bay Packers. It's what the Dallas-Detroit thing kind of reminds me of. It wasn't playoff-worthy, but it was kind of like the first four games, right? And it wouldn't make the playoffs if it wasn't for that game. And the refs, it was when the refs were on strike, right? And so they had to bring in these refs. They were like high school or college or whatever they were coaching. And see, here's the problem with college football, right? It messed up all of the NFL. I mean, I'm sure people stopped watching the NFL just for that period of time because what would happen is the refs would slow down. They were too slow for the pace of NFL, and that cut into TV time, right? Cut into commercials. It was screwing up the whole NFL and their networks that supported them.
because of this red stripe. Right? Well, guess what? Something finally happened after one play, one stupid play, and it was so stupid. I couldn't believe it. So, the dude, right, I forget what his name is, I just remember Golden Pate because he's a dummy. So, the dude goes up, the defender goes up for the ball, catches the ball, comes down with the ball, hits the ground, still has possession of the ball, and then turns around and Golden Pate rips it out of his pants, puts it up in the air like he caught it, and then... The one white ref, right? I'm just going to sing this one as that. I'm not trying to be racist or anything. Just, I don't know their names. I forget their numbers, whatever. But the one white ref, right, is sitting there, and he goes over and holds up the touchdown sign, right? And the black ref starts to do an incomplete sign, right, which would have ended the game with the Packers winning. But then in the midst of doing the incomplete, right, he puts up a touchdown because the other dude said it was a touchdown. And that really got me going, but I'm not going to go too much into detail, but that's kind of what it reminded me of, kind of, you know, same type of deal, you know, pass interference or whatever it is. Yeah, kind of reminded me of that. Anyway, getting over to the Colts and the Broncos game. This game is going to be interesting. Of course, you're going to have some Colts fans. It's going to be interesting to see what they think about Peyton Manning. And of course, I think they're going to love him, just like LeBron, just like the Cleveland fans loved LeBron when he came back to the Cavaliers, kind of like that. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I know that the Broncos are favored, and, you know, Andrew Luck is top 10 quarterbacks in the league for sure. And they have a great team. They have a great defense. All these, you know, a great running game. The only difference is that Denver has everything that the Colts have, except it's one tier up. So, you know, I'm into computers, right? I'm a gamer. I like to play games. I like computers. I play computer games a lot. I'm not so much of a console gamer anymore. I was. Right, but I play computer games a lot, and here's the thing, right? If you want to play computer games and you want to record it and you want to stream it, right? If you want to go check out my gaming channel if you're interested in that, it's IronPJPJ91. But yeah, I play games on there, and I really love it, right? But you have to be into computers because if you want to do this, you have to have a good computer to record and stream on it, right? So here's the thing. You have to have a good computer, right? So me and my dad went to the store. We got a gaming computer, right? We made it. We chose out the parts, and we gave it to the guy, and he built it for us, right? It was really cool, and it's really awesome, and it's having great specs, right? But it's kind of like this. Colts, right? They're a decent computer, right? They have decent parts. It can run the games, right, but you can't really record or stream on it, right? And then you have one tier up. That's where the Broncos are. They're one tier up of every single computer part that the Colts have. That's my analogy, and they're just a little bit better. Their quarterback, right, top 10, right? Indianapolis Colts, right, quarterback top 10. Then you have the Broncos. Well, he's quarterback top 5. So it's like everything is one tier up. The receivers, right? I mean, Reggie Wayne, he's a great receiver, right? That's kind of the one that is almost the same, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys are into computers very much, but your graphics card, right? It's a thing that displays your graphics on your computer, and makes it so graphics-intensive games are very stressful, right, on your computer, frames per second, right? So it's not as laggy, although even lag is very unused. But anyway, so you have that, right, and your graphics card doesn't really matter if you're playing, like, the same game. So, right, wide receiver, right,
They're both really well. They both do really good. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm not – you guys probably didn't get any of that, but graphics card, it doesn't matter as much if you're not playing graphics-intensive games, although it does help to have a good one. So there's that. Pults are – and just in general. And in other words, you know, in a nutshell, the Broncos are just one tier up of every single player on that Colts team. Besides, of course, wide receivers, Reggie Wayne is probably one of the best. But Broncos still has some good wide receivers, man. And I think about Wes Welker, man. He's one of the greatest. And, yeah, we're going to see how that matchup does. Two very high-powered offenses, two very good defenses. It's going to be interesting to see. I hope you guys have enjoyed this edition of PJ Sports Talk Playoff NFL Talk. If you didn't enjoy it, let me know, and I will make sure to do more like of other sports, just not just this NFL playoffs. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Excuse my little rant that I had, but yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye bye, and have a fabulous Sunday. Have a fabulous weekend, and remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I'll see you next Sunday.